Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues on Sports Radio 960 AM WSBT. We'll move on to a little Notre Dame football recruiting now with Christian McCollum from irishsportsdaily.com. How are you today, sir?
Thanks for having me.
Yep, absolutely. Good to have you as always. Well, kind of a lot of activity going on, I guess, right now, you know, with recruiting and all. I saw Notre Dame put out a couple of new offers to some 2023 guys this week. So first one is an offensive lineman from the state of Kansas, Joe Otting. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, I'd say this was an offer the kid had been waiting on, but I'm not sure he was expecting it, at least not until recently. He did visit in the fall, but I'm not so sure there was a ton of communication between then and this week when he found out about the offer. That being said, he told me he was, quote-unquote, speechless by it, and it's definitely one he's going to consider. And he even mentioned to me that Notre Dame was kind of like a dream school of sorts. So, you know, he was in South Bend for a game last fall. He's going to return next month just prior to Irish Invasion. Irish Invasion can be on a Sunday. Notre Dame traditionally has a passing camp and a lineman's camp the day before. So he's going to be there to participate in that and get a little bit of a tour around Notre Dame. And then he'll probably take an official later in the month. So, you know, this kid, he's got offers from Kansas, Kansas State, Nebraska, Iowa, Iowa State, and Baylor, schools like that. The only other official he has right now is a official locked into Iowa the last weekend of June. So I know a lot of people are like wondering, where did this offer come from? Kind of came out of left field, but does it mean they're out on some other guys? And I don't necessarily think so. Obviously, Austin Cyrivelle's a guy we've talked about multiple times on this show, came down to Notre Dame and Ohio State for him. He was going back and forth. He committed to Ohio State this week. So that's one guy off the board. Notre Dame wasn't shocked by that by any means. Another guy we've talked a lot about on here, Samson Okunlola, the kid from Massachusetts. He still remains a bit of a mystery at this point. You know, Notre Dame, they did surge with him when Harry Hiestand came up, was hired again. But, you know, they kind of are still kind of in limbo trying to figure out his true interest level. And so at this point, it makes sense for them to kind of make sure they do have some other targets on the list. And I throw Elijah Page in this mix, with Joe as well. Elijah's a kid that was offered a couple months back. He's locked in an official visit, so he's going to be on campus next month. But I don't think this is reflective by any means of where Notre Dame stands with some of their other top, you know, offensive line targets. You know, guys like Charles Jagusa, Monroe Freeling, Sullivan Abshur. Abshur and Jagusa, I still feel really strong about where Notre Dame stands with them. I think they're right in the thick of it, if not the leaders there. And as far as Freeling goes, you know, he's always been operating on a lengthier time frame than most guys. I mean, Freeling may not decide until the fall. Notre Dame is still in the mix there, you know, seriously in the mix there. But with him not deciding that long, depending on what happens with these other guys, you know, Notre Dame, they have to continue to make sure they have their bases covered. And I think that's what they're doing here.
All right. So that is Joe Otting, offensive lineman from Topeka, Kansas. Hayden High School, that's where my wife is from, Topeka. Hayden High School is the Catholic school there. So he goes to the Catholic school there in Topeka. So that, you know, that kind of makes some sense when you connect those dots. There's another guy from 2023, a Missouri wide receiver, Josh Matting. How about him?
Yeah, so Josh is a kid. He goes to Lee Summit High School, which for me, I don't know, sometimes these high schools stick in my memory bank. Drew Locke went to high school there.
There you go.
Talking a lot about Lee Summit. But, yeah, so Tommy Reese was out there yesterday, and he checked on Manning in person, got a chance to, you know, lay eyes on him and see him work out. That's really valuable in the recruiting process and the evaluation process. Is just being able to see the kid in person. So Reese made that stop there. Reese was also out to see Joe. That's where that offer came from. And then, you know, basically Reese's reports on Manning in person, coupled with what wide receiver coach Chancey Stuckey was able to see on film, you know, they decided to extend the offer. Another offer that, you know, kid was really, really fired up about. Now he plans to get to South Bend soon, wants to see more of the school, wants to learn more about it, but he isn't sure when that's going to be. You know, he got officials right now locked into Iowa State and Missouri. I do expect him to take that unofficial to Notre Dame. And if all that goes well, I think he'll return to South Bend on an official visit. This is all obviously happening pretty fast for him. But his only time frame for a decision right now is that he just wants to have it done by his first game next fall. So, you know, this is several months out. This is not a kid that's looking to wrap up his recruitment by the end of June or anything like that.
Sure. All right. Christian McCollum, IrishSportsDaily.com with the Notre Dame football recruiting update. We've talked a lot about, you know, some of these top targets a lot, but I wanted to ask about a few guys that maybe we haven't talked quite as much about in that stretch. One of them is Devin Houston. He's a defensive tackle, kid from Canada originally, but he's playing in the States right now. So what do you know about this guy?
Yeah, so Devin, he visited back in January, and he really, really loved it. Notre Dame defensive line coach Al Washington and Marcus Freeman have been doing a great job building relationships here with him. Surprise, surprise. And, you know, we actually believe Notre Dame is the team to beat right now, and wouldn't be surprised to see this kid make a decision soon, like soon. And, you know, definitely something to keep an eye on. This is he comes from a truly athletic family. His older brother, Caleb, was a five-star basketball prospect just last year, played at Michigan this past season, and he's already testing the NBA draft waters. So this is a family that knows what they're looking for in schools. They know, they understand how the recruiting process works. You know, when you're dealing with five-star basketball recruits, I mean, you're getting the whole thing when it Sure. comes to recruiting. So he's a very athletic family. And Devin, you know, being a defensive lineman, he is someone that Irish fans really need to keep a close eye on and, like, you know, really pay attention here.
All right. And then there's another one also on the defensive side, Maryland defensive end Jason Moore, top-level national guy. Notre Dame's really been on him for a while now. So what's kind of the latest with him?
Another defensive lineman with an older brother who is a standout basketball player. Moore's brother, which is Justin Moore. If anyone watches, you know, pays too much attention to college hoops, you know, his brother plays for Villanova.
Yeah.
And he's the young man who, you know, unfortunately was injured at the very end of
Villanova's
the Achilles game.
Yep.
Yeah. As they were wrapping up, you know, their trip to the, you know, clinching their trip to the Final Four. Justin Moore is a kid, Notre Dame basketball recruiter for a little while. They're from the DeMatha. DeMatha is pretty much, you know, one of the perennial basketball powers in the country. And Jason, you know, played hoops there too. So we're talking about a truly athletic defensive lineman. Unlike Devin, Jason Moore is not really in a rush to make a decision here. But we also feel like Notre Dame is another kid. Notre Dame's in a really, really good spot. You know, he really likes Marcus Freeman. He really likes Al Washington. Really likes Chad Bowden. And, you know, he's already been to South Bend. This is a kid that, you know, Notre Dame has been trying to get this kid on campus for years. It feels like I've been covering this kid for 5 years now. Really nice young man, really respectful. His AAU basketball schedule has made it, you know, difficult in the past to get up to South Bend. I know a couple summers ago he was hoping to, like, squeeze in a trip up to South Bend while he was in Indy playing hoops. He did make it on campus last fall for a game. The hope is he'll be back again. But, you know, it's hard to overstate. I mean, this is a truly elite level guy, the kind of guy that would be, he'll be one of the, if he were to choose Notre Dame, he'd be one of the best prospects in the class, regardless of whoever else comes on. Like, he's a headline type guy.
All right. Position of continued importance is cornerback, the defensive side, of course. And there's a kid from Texas, Micah Bell. He's a guy the Irish offered. It hasn't been too long with him. So where do they stand with Bell right now?
Yeah, Notre Dame, they turned up the heat on him over the last month and a half or so, and it's clear that interest is mutual now. You know, Notre Dame was communicating with him for a long time. They extended the offer on St. Patrick's Day. It was one of the, like, if people were paying attention, that was a crazy busy pot of gold day.
Right.
One of the 23 offers that went out was to Micah. He was on campus for the USC game in the fall, but he's going to be back for an official next month. Freeman and Chad Bowden have made huge impressions here. He really especially likes the fact that Freeman is personally recruiting him. He called that exclusive to me. We've talked about this many times, but there's just not head coaches across the country that are involved on a day-to-day basis recruiting the way Marcus Freeman is. It truly makes a difference. He's not a big rush to decide. Timeline he gave me was kind of like maybe November. So another kid that, you know, you'll be recruiting for a while. But the fact that they just kind of offered relatively recently isn't really going to be held against Notre Dame. Tennessee and Texas are schools that had been mentioned earlier in terms of being like heavily involved. But really, Notre Dame is the only school he's talked about in terms of setting up an official visit. And I think that does speak volumes about where Notre Dame stands with him right now.
All right. I feel like I have to ask you the obligatory Dante Moore question because, you know, there's kind of been, you know, he had the social media post here, what, a few days back, I guess. And it obviously, I think it shook a lot of Notre Dame fans. So, I guess, do you look at it as, you know, even though we keep hearing this kid is committed, like, is he just sort of trying to enjoy this period, you know, of being recruited by these different schools, or is there anything really to it? How do you look at this whole thing, Christian?
So it's hard, and we've talked about this sometimes amongst ourselves at ISD, and I've wondered, you know, is this kind of the new way you'll be seeing recruitments go with NIL being a factor?
Yeah.
Right? You know, before it's like, oh, you know, and just so you know, Irish Sports Today, we're not reporting the kid has committed silently or otherwise, but obviously, you know, Notre Dame is, you know, we've had them as a leader at certain points, sometimes firm leader, sometimes not so firm. But, you know, with NIL going around, you know, people, you know, kids would kind of be somewhat, it'd almost be irresponsible not to kind of look around and check out all the other opportunities. Now, I'm not saying that's what he's doing. I've wondered, is this something where that's going to happen where, you know, in the past you'd say, hey, this kid really likes school X. He's just going to take another round of visits, you know, just to check these schools off the box. And then, you know, a few weeks later he comes back and visits school X, where now it's like, all right, kid likes school X, but, you know, school Y and Z are saying they can really, you know, help him out a lot financially, and this is legal now. You kind of got to go to school Y and Z. It reminds me of, I don't know if it was Daryl Dawkins or somebody back in the day. This has nothing to do with Dante Moore. It just reminds me of a story where one of these, you know, basketball players way back in the 70s was pretty firm on, you know, going straight to the pros out of high school when you could first do that, and someone convinced him to go on an official visit, and I think he got handed $5,000 cash, and then he said, Mom, what do you think about college? And she said, well, I think you should still go to the pros, but I think we should take some more visits. So it just, you know, that, again, not saying that's anyway what's happening here with Dante Moore, but just kind of the idea of, like, you know, now that money is a legal thing and it's above the table, you know, a lot of times you have to do that now. As far as the Oregon visit goes, you know, I was skeptical about all the buzz that came out of there initially about, oh, my God, Oregon's a favorite now. Mm-hmm. He's going to commit to Oregon in a couple of days. I never really bought that. Part of the reason is, Oregon offered a quarterback that day, the day he left. You know, that tells me Oregon doesn't think that he's getting them. And right now it seems like it's winnowing down to two teams. It seems like it's kind of circling down to Notre Dame and LSU.
Interesting. Very interesting. And I'm, you know, the NIL stuff beyond – you know, Dante Moore has obviously been a big topic. And I just, you know, we know that Notre Dame is going to keep things above board. And I know, you know, they got the thing that Brady Quinn has done. Is there enough here, do you think, you know, once they get here, you know, do you see where I'm getting at? You know, like, is there enough for Notre Dame, not just for Dante Moore, but to win these recruiting battles with these other schools who obviously do have, you know, much bigger stacks of cash, it seems like, that they're going to be throwing around?
Well, actually, earlier this week, I had a long conversation with a gentleman that would absolutely know the answer to that question. And
okay.
We'll have big stories on that next week on Irish Sports Daily. Pretty much the guy that everyone would want to talk to about this stuff.
Okay.
And he is adamant that Notre Dame – just basically being able to sell what Notre Dame sells minus NIL is going to be great for them. It's totally enough for them to do. Not saying they're not going to, like, you know, talk about NIL or anything like that, but they think that this is a chance to highlight what's most important in these kids' life, which is not a handout, not the short money. You know, it's the 4 for 40, you know, foundation. I mean, that sounds like it's like a cliche, you know, motto by now, but it really matters, you know. And his point was, like, this is about, you know, where are you going to be when you're 35, 40, 50 years old? Notre Dame's going to change your life for the rest of your life. You know, you'll be able to get a job anywhere in the world, not just anywhere in the state. So this is, you know, they really feel confident that they will be just fine with this. Obviously, you know, they're going to need to, you know, Notre Dame and the people around Notre Dame, alum and all that stuff, you know, being able to help Notre Dame keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, in terms of NIL. But Notre Dame's not backing down. And from my conversation with this gentleman, they are very, very confident in the things they're going to be doing over the next few years.
You know, and it's interesting you mentioned 4 for 40 because I had this conversation. Notre Dame's 2002 College World Series team had its reunion over the weekend, and I got to go over there and, you know, hang out with those guys. And they're a couple millionaires in 20 years later, and it's not because of their baseball playing careers. Mm-hmm. It's because of their Notre Dame degrees, and, you know, and even the ones who aren't millionaires – that whole group is doing really well because of the Notre Dame mm-hmm. degrees they have. And this is, you know, so it was kind of an interesting, you know, insight for me to get to see that 20 years later, you know, what some of this stuff looks like for these guys.
Yeah. And I mean, people that followed the Notre Dame spring game recruiting weekend knew all about how Hunter Biven, my guy Hunter, put together almost 300, close to 300 alumni from Notre Dame football to come back for that weekend.
Right.
Listen, they're not doing that unless they feel very confident in the fact that, you know, we have hundreds of former NFL, former Notre Dame football players that are going to be able to show you exactly how Notre Dame impacted their lives. And trust me, the message was very well received. That spring game weekend is going to pay huge dividends for Notre Dame down the road.
Yep. All right, Christian. Well, you already teased what sounds like a great piece to read that's coming up here next week. What else is going on right now at irishsportsdaily.com?
Yeah, we're actually going to have a few pieces based on that interview we did. That'll be next week. I think that they're going to be really good. Yep. Obviously, Friday we'll have our weekly ISD Intel with more, you know, kind of scoop behind the scenes, that kind of stuff. And we're just going to continue, you know, breaking down. Jamie will be breaking down everything that, you know, from the spring, him and Greg Flamong, while Matt and John will be covering everything from football to baseball. And Mike Frank will be doing his normal kind of figuring out everything you'd hear and scoop and provide. I love it. Everyone loves anything that Mike posts. So
right.
Get over to Irish Sports Daily for sure tomorrow for our ISD Intel piece. And then next week, like I said, we'll have multiple pieces, you know, giving people really idea about where Notre Dame feels it stands with recruiting now in the immediate future.
All right. Sounds good. Christian, thanks as always. I will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sean.
Yep. Christian McCollum, IrishSportsDaily.com. We'll take a timeout. Sports Center update is coming up, and I'll just tell you right now, if you didn't hear earlier, South Bend Cubs baseball for tonight is canceled. No South Bend Cubs baseball game tonight because, obvious, if you look out the window, it's raining, but they're going to make that up as a doubleheader that'll start a little after 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon over at Four Winds Field. Take a timeout. Sports Center update, and then in the 6 o'clock hour, Bobby Hensley's with me for Rapid Fire on Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat.